From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Not in my backyard. That's a common refrain whenever there are controversial plans to build a prison or power plant, or in this case, to release detainees held at Guantanamo Bay. Earlier this hour, we reported on today's announcement from the White House that it will try some of those detainees in military commissions under new rules. Still unresolved is the issue of where other detainees will go if and when Guantanamo is closed. One detainee was flown to France today, but it's unclear what will happen to many others. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, Republicans on Capitol Hill have seized on the issue.
Nearly every day that the Senate's been in session for the last 3 weeks, Republican leader Mitch McConnell has risen to deliver what's essentially the same speech. The subject, closing Guantanamo. The message, bad idea. Here's McConnell yesterday on the Senate floor.
The administration has said that when it comes to Guantanamo, its highest priority is the safety of the American people. But safety is our top concern. Madam President, the administration should rethink its plan to transfer terrorists to American communities.
Kansas Republican Sam Brownback joined in sounding the alarm. Some Guantanamo detainees, he warned, may end up at the maximum security military prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
Because you move the detainees to Fort Leavenworth, in a place where we're not set to handle, it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. If you could even put a facility there that would be safe from terrorists, the people in the community are going to feel very threatened. This is in an urban environment, an urban setting. And for what? Why are we doing this?
Kansas House Republican Todd Tiart echoed that not-in-my-backyard theme. He did so while imploring fellow lawmakers last week to block any funds for transferring Guantanamo inmates to the U.S.
I think if you go back to Main Street in your district and you stop the first 10 people that come into your office or that you see at the grocery store and you say, do you think we ought to release terrorists from Guantanamo Bay in our city? Yes or no?
Republicans need to get another set of talking points.
That's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Asked by reporters about the GOP's Guantanamo offensive, Reid clearly sounded annoyed.
They have marched down to the Senate floor often and said that very same thing. We don't want these detainees walking the streets of America, or words to that effect. Well, nor does anyone else. Let President Obama execute his plan.
But the problem for Democrats defending the president is that they can't say what his plan is. Appearing yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee, Attorney General Eric Holder did not shed much light on the fate of the Guantanamo detainees.
At this point, we have not made any determinations, any final decisions as to what is going to happen with regard to any of the 241.
A supplemental spending bill passed by the House yesterday had none of the $80 million the Obama administration had requested for closing Guantanamo. The Senate does have $50 million for Guantanamo in its supplemental bill, up for debate next week. But with Republicans on the offensive, Democrats say they'll withhold that money until President Obama sends Congress a detailed plan for shutting down Guantanamo and relocating its inmates. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.